Hello and welcome to this virtual lab video. My name is Joel Reyes, Developer Evangelist for Microsoft. During this lab, you'll see the multi-targeting capabilities in Visual Studio 2008. This is very important because for developers that have to maintain older versions of applications, it would be nice if they could do so without having to preserve multiple versions of Visual Studio to reside in side by side. So multi-targeting removes this issue by allowing the upgrade to a new version of Visual Studio and then being able to migrate the project over and yet still targeting the original framework for which that particular application was built. In terms of what we're going to see during the lab, we'll see the features for multi-targeting that are part of the new project dialog. We're also going to take a look at some of the target framework filtering that are available for when you're adding a new item or adding a new reference, and also targeting that's available for project properties so that during development you can change the targeted framework. And we're also going to see some of the capabilities built into Visual Studio for generating build as well compile time errors for warnings about what particular framework is active and how that impacts your code and so on. So to do that, we're going to take a look at an application and we're going to basically see how you can define the target during the creation of a new project, and also showcase the filtering and changing of the target framework, for instance, when you're adding a toolbox item into your designer. And finally, we're going to explore a web config and see how any one of those changes are reflected on the actual assembly that are referenced within the web configuration. When you create an application in Visual Studio, say a web app in this case, you have choices for what framework to target up front. In this case, 2.0 has its own templates, 3.0 reflects its own capability, and 3.5 likewise. So once you're inside the project, say on the design surface in this case, even the toolbox reflects the framework you've chosen. So if I go to the data section and I select the list view, drag it onto the surface, everything's fine there. Now, from the project itself, I can go into property section of the project and make changes to what framework to target midstream. So here I have the same three choices that we had originally, 2.0, 3.0, and 3.5. So let's make changes and select 2.0 and see what repercussions it has throughout the system and how Visual Studio assists us in that regard. So now that we've chosen 2.0, if we go to the error list section, you'll see that Visual Studio already has identified assemblies that are referenced that are inappropriate for this version of the framework and has issued warnings about it. If I were to compile the application, I'll get even more details about both warnings and critical errors that are associated with this change. And you have the choice of making changes appropriately there as well. So you can see the list here for both warning and errors. The reference also show visual indicators that these assemblies are not appropriate for the project. And if you were to add a reference, the system will assist you there as well by visually highlighting what's available and what is not available for the framework and preventing you from adding a reference to an assembly that is not appropriate for the project. So Visual Studio kind of looks over your shoulders on everything you do relative to changing frameworks. If we go back to the designer, since we changed to 2.0, you see that in the toolbox now, the list view is no longer available because it wasn't part of 2.0. So if we go back to the project and revert back to the 3.5 framework, then Visual Studio again will be aware of that and make the appropriate changes throughout the system. It will remove the warnings, and if you go back to the toolbox, you'll see that the list view is available again. So the system is fully aware of changes that you make relative to the framework choices. Finally, if you go to the web config, you'll see that every change that we make is tracked within web config. So I have things like the JSON serialization here. You'll see that it's pointing to 3.5, which is the current target for the framework. And also, if you look at the list of assemblies that are referenced, they are also tracked appropriately, pointing to 3.5 versions of them. And the system can then use that information, compilation time, to issue whatever necessary warning or generating the appropriate code. This marks the end of our session, and now it's time for you to give this a try. So please visit the address on the screen They'll take you directly to the virtual environment. You have direct instructions on how to accomplish what we've seen here today.